今天我要来继续我几个礼拜前开的一个新的系列。
Today I want to continue the new series that I began a few weeks ago.
这个系列的 title 叫做天上的异象。
The series title is called The Heavenly Visions.
我愿意从圣经的第一本书创世纪一路看下来。
I want to begin from the first chapter, first book in the Bible.
一直到圣经的最后第六十六卷书启示录。
Till the very last, the 66th book, the book of Revelations.
我们看见神在这一个人类的历史里头。
We want to see how God worked in the throughout human history.
他怎么做工？
How did he work?
他怎么样在我们每一个人身上来做工？
How do you work on each every one of us?
来达成他的目的，他的旨意。
So that his will be done.
这件事情是原来是隐藏的。
Originally, this is him.
但是经过很长的一段时间，神把他的秘密向人不断的开启。
But throughout a long time, Lord slowly reveals his will to us.
那么这个现在来到了末世。
Now we have come to the end time.
神的旨意马上就要实现了。
And the Lord's will soon be established.
那你会发现魔鬼也加强他做工的那个步骤。
And you will also discover the end, his work's pace.
因为神的仇敌魔鬼一直要打岔神的旨意。
Because the enemy will always try to steer away God's vision.
我们是神的儿女。
We are God's children.
我们应该跟神配合来完成神要做的工。
It's our duty to work together with God to finish His work.
那么你也要知道，魔鬼现在也在做工。
And you should also know that the enemy is also doing his work.
我们要会分辨。
And we need to be able to discern.
我们不要做魔鬼的工。
So that we may not do the devil's work.
那我们要做神的工。
We want to work.
所以这是我讲这一个系列的信息的目的。
So this is the purpose of this new series.
因为教会在地上。
Because the church is on this earth.
不是只是吃饭睡觉。
It's not just to eat and sleep.
然后去不祥不祥玩一玩。
And then to just do a little worship.
不祥不祥是上海话。上海 needs.今天我们美国的生活太好过了。
Today we're too comfortable in this country.
有吃有喝都是很舒服的。
We have plenty to eat and drink. Everything's really comfortable.
圣经里面有一句话说：“坐下吃喝。”
There's a verse in the Bible that says, "Sitting down to eat and drink."
起来呢
？When you get up,
去玩耍，对。
It's to just to play.
这是以色列人在旧约过的那种日子。我们今天新约也看到。历史重演。
This is the life that the Israel lived in the Old Testament, and today in New Testament, we also see this.
那是世人的生活方式。
That's the living style of those who are
神的儿女。我们的生活是有目标的。
God's children, our lives have purpose.
神给我们有一个任务的。
God gave our life a meaning.
所以教会弟兄姊妹必须看见神在做什么。
We have a duty, so the brothers and sisters in church, we need to know what God wants to do.
那我们就跟这位神，做工的神，合作。
So that we may work together with this God.
所以盼望经过这一系列的讲解，我们逐渐逐渐能够开启看见神在做什么。
So I hope through this series, we may begin to see what God wants to do.
好，我们请打开创世纪。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis.
我先读头两节。
Let's read the first two verses.
起初神的地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. The earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters.
好，在这个第二节，地是空虚混沌渊面的是这个字。
In verse 2, it says the
was.
It was formless and void.
这个 was 这个字。
Notice was.
应该翻译成变成。
It should be translated as turn into.
Became.
Became.
Became. 这是这两节圣经。
That's the two verse.
下面我们看第十一节。
Let's turn to verse 11.
神说地要发生青草和结种子的菜蔬并结果子的树木各从其类果子都包着核这事就这样成了。
Then God said, Let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seeds and fruit trees on the earth bearing fruit after their kind when seizing them. And it was so.
第三章。
Turn to chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse
1. 耶和华神所造的唯有蛇比天野一切的活物更狡猾蛇对女人说神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗
Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God has made. And he has said to the woman, Indeed, has God said, You shall not eat from any tree of the garden?
第五节。
第四节。Verse 4 and 5.
蛇对女人说你们不一定死因为神知道你们吃的日子眼睛就明亮了。你们便如神能知道善恶。
The serpent said to the woman, You surely will not die, for God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
十四节。
Verse 14.
十三节念过来。
We'll read starting from verse 13.
我们要念到十五节。
We'll read till 15.
耶和华对女人说你做的是什么事呢女人说那蛇引诱了我我就吃了
Then the Lord God said to the woman What is this you have done? And the woman said The serpent deceived me and I ate
耶和华神对蛇说你既做了这事就必受咒诅比一切的牲畜野兽更甚你必用肚子行走终身吃土我又叫你和女人彼此为仇你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇女人的后裔要伤你的头你要伤她的脚跟
The Lord God said to the serpent Because you have done this Cursed are you more than all cattle And more than every beast of this field On your belly you will go and dust you will eat all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel.
在这里我要请大家注意中文和英文的翻译在这个点上 有一个字很重要。
Here I want you to pay attention. There's a word that's very important in both the Chinese and the English translation.
在英文这里是特别注意它的十五节。
In English, please pay attention to the chapter, the verse 15.
就是，这里讲到，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇这句话。
Pay attention to the sentence, and between your seed and her seed.
这里有一个字中文翻译成后裔
There's a word here in Chinese It's translated as descendants
你有没有注意我们弟兄读英文的时候他用的那个字不是 descendants 是 seed
But please know in the English version It's not descendant They use seed
好那么我们再往往后到第四章
Please turn to chapter 4
二十五节
Verse 25.
这里是人类的第一个家庭发生的一个很可怕的谋杀案。
This is a very horrific murder seen among the very first family of humans.
我们知道第一个家庭是亚当夏娃，然后生了该隐跟亚伯。
We know that the first family is Adam and Eve, and then they gave birth to Cain and Abel.
然后我们知道。该隐就杀了谁
And we know that Cain killed
亚伯
Abel
好那么下面我们来读第二十五节
So let's read verse 25
亚当又与妻子同房他就生了一个儿子起名叫赛特意思说 神另给我立了一个儿子代替亚伯，因为该隐杀了他。
Adam had relations with his wife again, and she gave birth to a son and named him Seth. For she said, God has appointed me another offspring in place of Abel, for Cain killed him.
好，这里另给我立了一个儿子，这个字中文在这里用儿子。
Here in Chinese it says
another
son.
但是你如果注意英文，你这个版本没有用，忘记用了这个字。King James 这个里用这个字。
In the King James version, it used
seed, the word seed,
对 not offspring.
这个注意，他用的字是 seed 这个字。我要大家注意的是这个 seed 这个字。
I want you to pay attention to this word seed.
好，第九章
，Chapter 9。
这里是洪水。
And now it talks about flood.
第九章我们讲到神要毁灭这个世界用洪水，然后应许挪亚。
Here it talks about God wants to use flood to destroy this world and his promise to Noah.
九章八到九节。
Chapter 9, verse 8 to 9.
神晓谕挪亚和他的儿子说，我与你们和你们的后裔立约。
Verse 8 and 9. And God spake unto Noah and to his sons with him, saying, And I, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you.
这里又用这个字 seed.
Again, it used the word seed.
然后到了十二章。
And turn to chapter 12.
亚伯拉罕。
Abraham.
十二章第七节。
Chapter 12, verse
7. 十二章第七节。
Verse 7.
耶和华向亚伯兰显现说，我要把这地赐给你的后裔，亚伯兰就在那里为向他显现的耶和华筑了一座坛。
And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, Unto thy seed will I give this land, and there built an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him.
所以在这里你又看到这个字。
So again here you see this word.
他对亚伯兰说，这个地要赐给你的 seed。
He said to Abram, this land I'll give to your seed.
好，我们再看一节，还是在创世纪到46章。
Let's turn to chapter 46 in Genesis.
46章。
Chapter 46.
这里没有，在你的圣经，去看第46章第七节。
Verse 7.
这里讲到这个雅各带他的全家来到埃及。
Here it talks about Jacob bringing his whole family to Egypt.
然后又带着在埃及碰到约瑟，然后再从埃及再回到那个应许之地。
In Egypt, he met. In Egypt, he met.
约瑟，他的儿子，他的儿子不是在约瑟在埃及吗
？He met with his
Joseph,
and then he also returned back to Egypt.
好，那我们来看，他现在，我们来读第七节。
Let's read verse 7.
雅各。把他的儿子、孙子、儿女、孙女，并他的子子孙孙一同带到埃及。
His sons and his grandsons with him, his daughters and his granddaughters, and all his descendants he brought with him to Egypt.
在这个地方，这里中文翻译成子子孙孙。
Here the Chinese translation says, the sons and the grandsons.
但是实际上在这个地方你去查圣经字典的时候，你会发现这里还是讲 seed。
But if you look up on the Bible dictionary, here again it still uses the word seed。
对，所以你可以看得出来，在这个地方你看了雅各把谁带到埃及去呢？
So here you can see who did Jacob brought to Egypt.
带到儿子，
his sons,
孙子，
his grandsons,
儿女，
his daughters,
女儿，孙女，
and his granddaughters.
还特别加一个字，
and they also added
seed.
Seed.
一同带到埃及。
Together he brought them to Egypt.
这几个字都不一样的。
These words are different.
如果我们说中文说子子孙孙，或者英文翻译成 descendants， 对不对？
If we use the word descendants，
那么就包括了应该这个子子孙孙就应该包括了前面那一大堆的人，对不对？
If we use descendant, it should include all that's aforementioned, the sons and grandsons.
你懂我的意思吗？如果他只是用子子孙孙，他就应该以前把儿子、孙子、女儿、孙女通通包在里头了。
If they just use descendant for its meaning, then the mentioning of sons and grandsons and daughters and granddaughters should be redundant.
但是这里前面已经讲过了，他为什么这里再讲一次子子孙孙呢？
But why did they say again and this time use descendants?
所以在这里圣经用的字不是子子孙孙，是用 seed， 还是这个字。
So that's why in the Bible the word of choice is actually seed. Still that word.
好，现在来到新约。
Now let's turn to New Testament.
马太
Turn to book of Matthew.
马太十三章
Matthew 13.
第二节，马太十三章第二节
Matthew 13 verse 2.
有许第二第三两节
Verse 2 and 3.
有许多人到他那里聚集，他只得上船坐下，众人都站在岸上。他用比喻对他们讲许多道理，说有一个撒种的出去撒种。二三。
And a large crowd gathered to him, and he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd was standing on the beach, and he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, "Behold, the sower went out to sow."
所以在这里耶稣一连讲了七个比喻八个比喻在这一章圣经里。
All together in this chapter, Jesus used eight parables.
讲到天国。
And he talked about the heavenly kingdom.
第一个比喻就是撒种的比喻。
The first parable is about sowing seeds.
好，那么他的这个解释是在下面第十七节。
His explanation is in verse 17.
我实在地告诉你们，从前许多先知和义人要看你们所看的却没有看见，要听你们所听的却没有听见。所以我们一起念，你们当听这撒种的比喻。
For truly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desire to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it.
十八节。
Hear then the parable of the sower.
所以耶稣在这里说，我跟你们讲这篇道。
Here Jesus said, I'm telling you this lesson.
是历世历代有许多的先知义人想要听的。
It's all those people from previous time, the prophets and the righteous people, they want to hear this.
我不知道我们在座弟兄姊妹，你有没有对某一篇讲道很想听？
I don't know, brother and sister among you, is there any particular preaching you sermon you really want to hear?
我在中国家庭教会中传道的时候，
I was preaching in the family.
我常常被感动一件事情。
When I was preaching in the family churches in China, I was often
moved by one thing. 一些弟兄姊妹为着听讲道，
But the brother and sister there be in order to listen to a sermon.
他们花很大的功夫来听。
They're willing to go to great lengths to hear.
他可以坐火车坐九十几个钟头。
They can sit on trains for 90 some hours.
有的人翻山越岭十几个钟头走路，翻山越岭过河。
They're willing to walk hours and hours over mountains, over lands and water.
要来听主的道。
Just to hear the Lord's sermon.
那我不知道我们有没有这样的迫切的心。这里主耶稣说，现在我要跟你们讲的道，历世历代有多少的人
都要听，没有听到，他们没有这个福分。
I don't know if you have such desire, but here, Lord Jesus said, that's why all, what he's saying, that all those people, the prophets, and the righteous men, they want to hear, but they could not hear.
现在耶稣说我要讲了。
Now I will speak to you.
他对于这些人就说，你们怎么样？要听了。现在这个下面的讲的话很重要。
And he said to his audience, now you shall listen. This is really important.
那他讲了八个比喻。
And he spoke about eight.
每一个都有它很重要的意思。
And every single one of them has its very important meaning.
他在这里就是说，这个道如果讲出来，第十九节。
In 19, he said, so when this lesson is spoken out,
this message,
when this message is heard,
凡听见天国的道理，他讲像不明白的，那恶者就来把他说在撒在他心里的夺去了。
When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart.
所以这里有一个 seed, 这个有一个人来撒种。
Here, notice someone here is sowing the seed.
那这个 seed 是什么？
So what is this seed?
啊？ seed 是什么？这一段这里没有解释。
What is the seed? It's not explained here in this verse.
但是他告诉我们是耶稣他讲的道。天国的道。
But here it says it's Jesus.
那么
lessons.
他下一个比喻讲到麦子与稗子。
The next parable he spoke about is a
wheat and tare.
Wheat and tare.
对，注意二十四节。
Notice verse number 24.
耶稣又设个比喻对他们说：“天国好像撒什么好种在田里。”
Jesus presented another parable to him, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seeds in his field."
这里有一个 seed 这个字又出现了。
Notice the word seed again appears.
好，那么在然后这个仇敌也来撒种。
But also the enemy is also sowing seed.
啊，二十五节，人睡觉的时候，有仇敌将稗子撒在麦子里，就走了。
Verse 25. But while his man was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went away.
好，那么耶稣解释这个比喻。
So Jesus explained this parable.
那么就是在第三十七节。
And it's in verse 37.
他回答说，那撒好种的是谁？
And he said, the one who sows the good seed is what? Who?
人子。
He is the Son of Man, Jesus.
那么田地就是世界的好，田地就是世界。
And the field is the world.
好，那么好种是什么呢？
So what's a good seed?
是天国之子。
And these are the sons of the kingdom.
败子是什么呢？
And what are the tares?
就是那恶者之子。
It is the sons of the evil one.
好了，我们现在看见耶稣自己来解这个 seed, S-E-E-D.
So here we can see Jesus himself is here to explain about seed.
我要读的圣经就读这么多了。
So this is all the Bible verses I'll read.
今天我要讲一点点关于遗传的事情。
Today I want to talk a little bit about
genetics. 我们一个简单的话说，种瓜得瓜，种豆得豆。
To put it simply, we plant melons and we get melons, and we plant beans and we get beans.
Good. Get it? Good. 什么控制？我同样的种子都是 seed， 什么控制出来是瓜？什么控制出来是？
So they're both seeds. What controls what comes out to be a plant, whether to be a bean or a melon?
都是开始都是一个豆，都是一个种子。
They all began as seed.
但是种下去长出来的东西不会一样。
But when they're sown, what sprout out is not the same.
什么控制这个东西？
So what is controlling this?
啊？对了，连老妈妈都知道。
It's genes.
啊，基因，对不对？这个我们在学校的人都应该。读这一点点书也都知道了。
So we should all know this.
好，这个 gene 是神整个创造生命里面最奇妙的一样东西。
This gene is the most wondrous thing that in all God's creation.
我们中间有人的头发是像我一样黑，算是黑色的吧。
Some of us has hairs like mine, black.
Uh-huh. 但是我们中间也有人他的头发是黄色的，也有人是红色的。
And there also there are others who are slightly yellow or slightly red.
是怎么回事
？So what's going on？
你说是染的。
Some dye their hair.
这不这是人工的，这不是上帝造的。
That's not made by God.
上帝造的。你的头发是什么颜色？是控制在那个镜的里头。
What the color of your hair is controlled by your genes.
好，那么，植物有植物的gene，动物有动物的gene。
Plant has their own genes and animal has their own genes.
人的这个gene是很复杂的，对不对
？The human genes is very complex.
今天很多的人在研究所谓基因工程，希望改改这个gene，使我们不要得很多奇奇怪怪的病。
Today, a lot of people are working on genetic engineering so that we may not suffer from so many different genetic related diseases.
那么这个所有的这些生命，它的产生这个种子
，All these life they produce seeds，
是因为。它有一个叫做受精的阶段
is because they have a
fertilization
process.
这个受精的阶段是怎么一回事
So how does this work?
就是说公的 有一半的 gene.
So male have half of the gene.
母的呢有另外一半的 gene.
And the female had the other half of the gene.
对不对这个 gene 是在一个东西叫做染色体
And the genes are in chromosomes.
Great, 你这个数学也知道 chromosome.公的有一半的遗传基因母的有一半的遗传基因这两个一各一半碰在一起就成功了
and the male had half the genetic code and the female had the other half and when they infused together that's how life began
我要考考我们的年轻人
so I'll ask you among you youngsters
人有多少个这个 chromosome
how many chromosomes does a human have
八二十四还是四十八 ?24 or 48?46. 46, wow. Well, whatever. 总而言之人所有的基因都在这个染色体里面人是加在一起是刚刚好应该是四十八对不对还是四十六我们的弟兄说四十六
Irregardless but
这 beside the point
But altogether when you add the both halves together we get total of 46 chromosomes
重点是公的有一半母的有一半
The important thing is that the male has one half and the female has the other half
在植物界是如此在动物界也是如此
It's like this in the plant world It's also like this in the animal
kingdom 这是神做事的法则
This is the way God works.
所有你需要你这个生命所有的特征通通在这个 gene code 里头都有了。
All that makes up the characteristic of life is included in this gene.
好。现在我们就回到我们刚刚读的创世纪里面。
Now we go back to Genesis that we just read.
你就会发现在神创造这一个世界的时候
You'll note that when God created this world,
他就设立了这个东西叫做种子
He had already planted this thing called seed
对不对所以我们刚刚在第一章的第十一十二节里面就看见
Right, we just read about this in the first chapters verse 11 and 12
好所以这个字是一个 magic word 是一个 很稀奇的字
So this word seed is really magical and
这个 seed 就控制了整个生命的现象
The seed controlled all that is life.
这个同意吧？这个 seed controls everything.
The seed controls everything.
好。可是呢，圣经里面关于这个这个传代的一代一代这样传的这个这件事情。
But in the Bible, when it talks about how passing on to the descendants to the generations,
他用了三个不同的字。
It used three different words.
有一个字叫做 ben, b e n, ben.
One of the words is Ben.
英文翻译就是 son.
In English, it means son.
那么 你在圣经里面常常看到西门巴约拿的儿子有没有巴约拿的儿子
We often see in the Bible Simon
Ben Simon.
Oh, Ben Simon.
对。
It means
Bayona. 他说你是巴约拿的儿子，每一次讲你是某某人的儿子，就是这个儿子就用 Ben 这个字。
Every time when they talk about someone so and so's son, they use the word Ben.
在圣经里面用了4885次。
In the Bible, we use 4,885 times.
第二个字用的字叫做Toledo.
The second word they use is Toledo.
那么这个叫做后代，你的后代，亚当的后代记在下面。圣经里面不是有这样的话吗？
It means generations, order of birth.
啊，这就是英文的翻译，这个字就是 generation 这个字，也中文翻译成后代。
And this is the English translation. Chinese is means descendants.
那么第三个字呢，就是现在我们刚刚一直在讲的这个字，就是什么 seed。那么它原文就是 zera。
And the third one that was used is what we've been talking about all along now. It's the word zera, and it means seed.
就是这个英文翻译成 seed. OK.
English translation.
很不幸的，我们中文就没有一个地方翻译，就是除了种子那个植物，它用了这个。种子这个翻译一翻到人身上就没有再用种子了，都是用后裔。
Unfortunately, in the Chinese version, they only use the word seed when you talk about plants, and whenever it comes to man, it just use descendants or offspring.
但在原文希伯来文字的时候，他每一次讲到这个概念的时候，总是用同样一个字，不管动物、植物，都是这个字。
But in the original text, whenever you talk about this, no matter it's plant or animals, it use the word seed.
好，这是在旧约。
This is in the Old Testament.
我带大家刚刚所读的是集中在创世纪。
Well, we just read it in the Genesis.
那么这个字讲的最突出的就是神，我们刚刚念的那句话，神对魔鬼讲的那句话，对那个蛇说的。
And the phrase you note is what God said to the serpent.
就是三章十五节。
It's in chapter 3, verse 15.
他说到，叫你，就是对那个蛇说，和女人彼此为仇。
And I will put enmity between you and the woman.
下面说，下面那句话。
And the next,
你的后裔，你的种。
And between your seed.
和女人的种。
And her seed.
要彼此为仇。
And they will be enemies.
然后下面这句话说，女人的种要伤你的头。你要伤他的脚跟。
He shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel.
这一节圣经是神在这里对蛇说的。
Here, this is the verse where God spoke to the serpent.
但是我们要知道，神一说话不得了，它里面有很多很多的天机啊。
But remember that when God spoke, He always has lots of revelation.
我们人讲话很多是废话。
When we speak, when humans speak, there are a lot of wasted words.
但是神说话不说废话的。
But when God speaks, He does not waste
words. 他说话的时候，每一个字里头包含天机。
When God speaks, every word that He spoke has hidden meanings.
所以你想，这个时候人在这个时候，这个第三章这个现在神说话的时候是什么状态？
So remember the condition that the man is in when God speaks about this in chapter 3.
什么状态？这个时候亚当夏娃是处在什么状态之下？
What kind of condition are they in right now?
啊，现在我们中国话叫做贼心虚。
And they just had committed a crime and they are ashamed.
Good. Okay. 因为他们刚刚犯了罪。
They just sinned.
他们整个在他们身上发生一件很大的变化。一犯罪以后，他们有一个最大的变化是什么
？As soon as they sin, there's a great change that happened in their bodies.
啊
？What is it?
啊？我是一丝不挂，是裸体。
They notice that they're naked.
对不对？这是他最大的变化。
This is the greatest change.
本来是有荣耀。
Originally, they were full of glory.
Full of glory, 像耶稣一样。
Just like Jesus.
一犯罪。荣耀没有了。
But as soon as they sin, all that glory is gone.
所以他们发觉自己是羞耻的。
And so they were ashamed as soon as they.
所以这就是人这个时候的状态。
So this is the condition that man is in.
接着下来就是死亡。
What's next is death.
再下来就是扫地出门。
And after that is they were kicked out.
对不对？这就是亚当夏娃在这个时候的状态。
This is the condition that Adam and Eve were in.
神现在讲话。
God now spoke.
这些话都是讲出来，这个人今天是在堕落的光景里头，怎么样能够回来？
He spoke about right now, man. The condition of man is in reverse. And so, how could they go back?
今天人已经堕落了，犯罪了，得罪神了。
Today, man has fallen and they sin and they have transgressed against God.
那么神的旨意被打岔了。
And so God's will was diverted.
神要把这个失落的人是原来是他的神的旨意要在人身上实现，现在怎么样因为撒旦的破坏而能够再恢复。
And Lord wants to establish complete his original intent on man, but because now they were diverted by the enemy to they were off track, and so he's trying to get them back.
所以你会发现这个整个的工作是两个势力的斗争。
So you notice this whole work is a struggle between the two forces.
第一个势力代表是耶和华神。
The first force is Jehovah God.
他要完成一个荣耀的旨意在人的身上。
He wants to complete his glorious intentions on man.
另一面你看到神的对立面是谁呢？
The other side, the other force.
魔鬼就是这条蛇所预表的。
Is the devil, is represented by the serpent.
他在打岔神的旨意。
He wants to mess up the plan.
现在人堕落了。
Now the man has fallen.
人被赶出去。
And they were kicked out.
那么神的旨意就不能实现。
And so now God's will cannot be accomplished.
怎么办？
So what to do?
那么神的刚刚我们读的这十五节就透露出天机。
And the verse 15 that we just read reveals that a plan.
他说你的后裔是指的这个蛇。
He said, "Your seed."
然后另外再指一个，就是女人的后裔。
And he talked another. It says, "Her seed."
彼此为仇。
And there will be enemies.
所以你可以看到这里同时出现两次这个字 "seed."
So you'll notice the word "seed" appear twice.
他讲到撒旦有一个 seed.
He talked about Satan has a seed.
女人有一个 seed.
The woman also has a seed.
这个是成为整个在未来的世界里头会在这个世界发生的故事。
This reveals what will happen in this world.
这两个是彼此互不相让。
These two forces, they are against each other.
然后神就说了一个预言。
And God made a prophecy.
这应该说这是第三个预言。
This should be the third prophecy.
他说女人的后裔要伤你的头。
And her seed will bruise your head.
你要伤他的脚跟。
And you shall bruise him on the head.
那我们知道这句话的应验是在十字架上应验的。
And we know that this was revealed on the cross.
Fulfilled
on the cross.
这一点我希望大家明白。
I hope that everyone will understand this point.
那么这里你就会发现，这个 seed 就在告诉我们，将来人。能够不能够脱离这个死的咒诅。
The seed, it tells us that in the future, whether man can be free from the sin,
那个钥匙
and death.
那个钥匙在谁的手里？
The key, who holds the key?、
在这一个词，女人的后裔，在这个人身上。
The one who holds the key will be the woman's seed.
但是另外有一个后裔一直要怎么样？破坏这件事情。
But notice there's also another seed that's constantly trying to destroy this plan.
所以这句话是对谁说的呢？当然，神宣告的时候是对蛇说的。
So who is God talking to? Of course, when he says this, he's talking to the serpent.
谁听见了呢？
Who hears this?
亚当听见了。
Adam heard this.
夏娃也听见。
Eve also heard this.
所以我相信从第一天这个人听见这句话开始。
So I believe that from the first day that man heard of this.
这个两个夫妇，这一对夫妇。
This couple.
心里面就知道我们的救赎在这个女人的后裔身上。
This couple in their heart, they know that their salvation relies on this woman's seed.
他来了， 我们就有希望。
When he comes, we have hope.
他来了就把这个蛇打败了。
When he comes, he will defeat the serpent.
所以这个 seed 是整个人类的神给我们的一个救赎的钥匙。
So this seed is the key, the salvation key that God gave us to humans.
所以我们知道这个 seed 第一是女人的后裔。
So know that we know first that this seed is the woman's seed.
他不是说男人的后裔。
It didn't say the man's seed.
你去看圣经去读的时候，你去看所有的家谱。
When you read about the generations,
你去看圣经的家谱 genealogy.
When you look at the genealogy,
都是讲男的家谱。
It's always talking about the male's genealogy.
所以你就知道，在圣经里面讲到所有的人类，他都是男人的后裔。
So note that in the genealogy, whenever they talk about generations, it's always about the descendant of man.
但是要救，将来要能够拯救人类。
But the one who will save the humankind.
男人的后裔没辙。
The seed of man has no hope.
只有女人的后裔才有救。
Only a woman's seed.
所以这个字是很特别很特别的一个字。
So pay close attention to this word. It's really important.
男人的后裔是怎么一回事？我刚刚说过了，是公的跟母的怎么样结合的。
So the man's seed is a infusion of male and female's genes.
这是产生的，就是所有人类的后裔都是这样。
And that's how they produce their descendants.
可是现在神说将来要解救人的问题，要把这一个撒旦打垮的这个钥匙是在女人的后裔身上。
But here God said that the one who will defeat the serpent in the future, to defeat the devil, this key of salvation holds in the hands of a woman's seed.
所以他的 gene,
so his genes,
只有一半
only has half.
懂了没有？
Do you understand?
他的 gene只有人类 gene 的一半。
His gene only have half of that of
humans. 那么现在另外一半是什么呢？
So what's the other half?
圣灵，对吧？
It's the Holy Spirit.
好，这个答案是对的。那么而且他告诉我们。
Also he says,
中文看不出来。他说，女人的后裔要伤你的头。
In the Chinese version it says, the woman's seed will bruise your head.
但是英文他就说He shall bruise you on the head.
But in the English version, it says, he.
是什么？不是 she.
So note that it means he and not a she.
所以我们就知道，这个女人的后裔，她生出来的时候，她必须是一个男的。
So we know that this woman's seed, when he's born, it must be a man, male.
对吧？是 he， 结果中国就出了一个女基督，她说是个 she， 那你一听就知道这是走火入魔了。
So now we can note that in China there's a sect and the leaders claim that she is the
Christ,
and so from that we know that it must be a sect。
看见没有？所以这个字里面所包含的三个重要的点，我们必须今天把它抓到。
So please pay attention to these three important points in this word.
他是女人的后裔，不是男人的后裔，这是第一个点。
He is a seed of a woman.
所以他是 supernatural birth. 这应该怎么翻译啊？超然的出生。
So he is the result of a supernatural birth.
懂了吗？他必须是一个超自然的出生。
It must be supernatural.
第二
，second point.
他是he.
The second point is that he is a he.
他是一个男的。
He's a man.
而且他第三，他只有他可以打破他的头，撒旦的头。
And third point is that only he can bruise the head of Satan.
但是同时呢，撒旦却要伤他的什么？脚。
But also at the same time, Satan will bruise his heel.
所以这是在圣经一开始第三章就透露出来的一个预告。
So this is prophecy that was revealed in the beginning in chapter 3.
那这个预告经过多少年才实现呢？
So how many years have passed until this prophecy was fulfilled?
从神讲了这句话到这个事情发生了。
From the time when God spoke of this till the time it was happened.
多少钱？四千年。
4,000 years. It's been 4,000 years.
你就知道神用心良苦，要让这件事情实现，他经过四千年的时间来打这个仗。
And so we should know how much effort God has put into this for, to fulfill this he had been fighting for 4,000 years.
但是亚当夏娃知不知道？
But does Adam and Eve know about this?
他们不知道。
They don't.
他们一直以为。
They thought that.
如果你是亚当夏娃，你会怎么想？你听见神讲的这句话，有希望。
If you're Adam and Eve, what would you think? You heard Lord, God's word, you have hope in your heart.
我们有救。
We have salvation.
而且有救就在你的后裔的后面，里面。
And the salvation is in your seed.
所以你如果是夏娃，你每天在想什么？
If you're Eve, what's your mind every day?
如果我要回家。
So Eve must be thinking, if I want to go home,
我一定要生一个什么？
Birds. I must give birth to a son.
看见没有？所以她一生生了两个。
So she gave birth to two boys.
该隐与亚伯。
Cain and Abel.
所以他在猜是哪一个。
So she's guessing which one is it?
对吧？结果没有想到发生谋杀案。
But then there was a murder.
哥哥把弟弟就杀掉了。
The elder brother killed the younger one.
他就知道这两个绝对不是了。
And she know that none of these two will be
descendant. 这两个都不对了。怎么哥哥把弟弟杀掉了呢？
So how, these two must not be it. How could the brother kill the
little
brother? 所以等
到第三个出来了。
So when the third one came,
他才会说我们刚刚念的那句话。
She said what we just read.
四章第二十五节的时候。
Genesis chapter 4, verse 25.
他说到，神另给我立了一个 seed.
For God,
代替亚伯。
For God have appointed me another seed instead of Abel.
对不对？所以在亚当夏娃的心目中，本来以为是前面这两个中间有一个，结果两个都不是，神给他了亚伯。
So in the minds of Adam and Eve, originally they thought that it was one of these two that must be the seed that God's talking about, but it turns out it's not. Then God gave him another one, a third one.
所以这个 seed 就一直传，一代一代一代传 so, 传了四千年。
So this seed was passed on.To the generations for 4,000 years.
而且这个 seed 可不是这么简单哦。
Also, this seed is not that simple.
你知道这个 seed 一直这头两千年一直头两千年就是从亚当到算完两千年那个人是谁？
It's not that easy. From the first 2,000 years after Adam, who came?
亚伯拉罕。
Abraham.
亚伯拉罕神又对他讲到 seed.
And to Abraham, God also talked to him about seed.
当然我应该我跳了我中间还有到了一千年的时候一千多年的时候
I skipped after 1,000 years
有一个人
There's a person
是挪亚
It's Noah
挪亚神跟他讲 seed
To Noah, God talked about seed
对不对神把那一代的人全部毁了就留了八个
Lord destroyed, God destroyed all that's on earth except eight persons.
那个 seed 就藏在这八个人中间。
The seed was hidden among these eight people.
对不对？我们刚刚读了 seed 这个字嘛。然后从挪亚再往下传的时候，就提到了我们现在来到的亚伯拉罕。
And then from Noah, as he passed on the generations, now we come to Abraham.
因为谁都不知道到底这个 seed 是怎么传的。
Because no one knows how the seed came to is passed on.
那么现在也神就跟亚伯拉罕说，这个 seed 要临到你。
So now God said to Abraham, "The seed is upon you."
然后你再注意，如果你读马太福音的家谱跟路加福音的家谱
，Notice that if you read the genealogy of Luke and Matthew,
为什么家谱这么重要？就是圣经抄这么长的名字，它要让我们看见神在历史中怎么样保守这个经。要走样了跑了不见了
Why did God spend so much time and effort to write down all the genealogy? He wanted to make
这个基因一直传这里传过来那边传过去传到哪里去了
So we can see how the seed was passed on
啊分两条线
It went two different ways
路加先是马太这个 genealogy
In Matthew's genealogy
genealogy 在马太的时候他一直传到谁的身上
Who did the sea pass on to?
好，约瑟。
Pass on to Joseph.
Joseph. 就是应该说是耶稣的什么人？
So who is Joseph?
养父。
Is his adopted father.
这不是他的生父，是他的养父。
It's not, Joseph is not Jesus' biological father.
对吧？但是这个家谱就说到约瑟。
But this genealogy talk about Joseph.
然后才有玛利亚。
And then there's Mary.
那么路加这个家谱呢？
And what about Luke?
是从玛利亚这个上面说回去的，说到亚当。
They talk about from Mary and then it goes back upwards.
看见没有？那个 sea 就一直藏到了玛利亚身上。
So know that the sea has been hidden in the inside of Maria all this time.
那么他这个 sea 中间整个的过程，那我们以后的主日我们要慢慢来看咯。
So this journey of the sea we will look more closely in the other later sermons.
好，等到耶稣自己出来传道。
So when Jesus himself come in to preach,
他就讲到撒种的比喻。
He talked about the parables of sowing seeds.
我们讲是讲撒种的比喻，实际上它不是比喻，是真的。
So we talk about like as if it's parable, but in fact it's real.
他讲到这个 seed.
He talked about the seed.
这个 seed 是天国之道。
The seed is the way of heaven.
经过四千年来到了耶稣，耶稣是这个 seed 的 reality， 那个实质。
After 4,000 years, Jesus became the reality of the seed.
然后耶稣说，他也是这个撒种的人，他把这个种子就撒下去了。
And Jesus also said he is the sower and he is sowing the seed.
他撒的种子就是什么？天国之子。
What's the seed that he's sowing? He's sowing theHeavenly kingdom seed.
这个撒种就一直从耶稣到现在两千年。
This sowing of the seed has been going on.
那你就会发现
2000 years.
耶稣说，在这个撒种的过程中，有两个人在撒。
You notice that during this process of sowing, there's two persons doing this job.
耶稣撒麦子。
Jesus sowed grain seed, wheat seed.
魔鬼撒败子。
And the devil's sows tarnsy, tarnsy.
这两个外表看起来一模一样的。
On the outside, they look the same.
只有等到结种子的时候，才知道谁是真的，谁是假的。
Only until they bear fruit will we be able to tell which one's real.
这两个而且都是住在一起的。
And these two, they also live together.
住在一起。所以这就是教会这两千年在地上的历史。
So this is the history of the church on this earth.
麦子与败子通通存在。
Wheat and tare.
看起来都像，都很像。
They all look alike.
但是有一个是真的，有一个是什么？
But only one is the real one. The other one is the fake.
对。那么将来要出现的这一个，你的后裔这个，因为在那里在创世纪里面，神的预言里头有两个 seed， 一个是你的后裔，指着蛇的那个后裔。
And in Genesis, when God talked about in the future, there will be two seed. One is the serpent seed.
一个是女人的后裔。
The other is the woman's seed.
这两个 seed 就产生了所谓的麦子与败子。
And these two, from these two seeds, there are what's called tare and wheat.
耶稣是女人的后裔，在历史上来了。
Jesus is the woman's seed, and he appeared in history.
那么请问那一个呢？
So what about the other one?
啊，那一个呢？
What about the other one?
那一个蛇的后裔，
the serpent seed，
出现过没有？
Did it appear? Has it appeared yet?
以后慢慢讲。
We'll talk about that later.
预知后事。
Tune in for next time.
我们低头祷告。
Let's all bow and pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we praise and thank you.
你在宇宙中行大事。
You work great works in this world.
你的仇敌撒旦就一再破坏你的工作。
Your enemy Satan is trying again and again to destroy your work.
要拦阻你的旨意。
To block your will from completion.
而今天我们知道你的旨意跟我们有绝对的关系。
And today we know that your will has everything to do with us.
根据于你的旨意，你拯救了我们。
According to your will, you have saved us.
你让我们成为天国之子。
so that we may become heavenly children.
是因为神的儿子耶稣基督的缘故。
Because it is all because of Lord's Son, Jesus. Lord.
黑暗即将过去，光明即将破晓。
The darkness will soon pass and light will come.
今天我们所在的环境是夜最深的时候。
Today, in this time, is the darkest time of
the night. 我们看见这个世界，不管在世界任何一个角落所看到的都是黑暗。
We can see that in every corner of the world, all we see is darkness.
政治是黑暗的。
Even the politics is all full of darkness.
经济也是黑暗的。
The economies are all full of darkness.
宗教也是一样假冒的。
The religion is full of
falsehoods. 主啊，人都在极深极深的黑夜里。
Lord, everyone is in such great darkness.
主，你的儿女有你生命的人。
Lord, your children are those who have your life.
心中迫切的等候。
And we are eagerly waiting for you.
等候黎明。
Waiting for the breaking of dawn.
等候神的儿子再次显现。
Waiting for the Son of God to appear again.
你要带许多的众子进入荣耀里。
You will bring a lot of children into glory.
主啊，你在做工，感谢你。
Lord, you're working. We thank you.
我们是你手中的工作。
We are your work.
求你用你的道来洁净我们。
And we pray that you will cleanse us with your
pure word.
Pure word.
主啊，因为你生耶稣的时候是神的话生出耶稣。
Lord, because by your words you gave birth to Jesus.
今天我们也凭着你的话。我们今天成为基督徒。
And today, by your words, we also become Christians.
主，求你的话天天来洁净我们。
Lord, may your words cleanse us each day.
主啊，魔鬼也用他的话骗了女人。
Lord, the devil also used his words to deceive the woman.
历史历代多少的人都被魔鬼骗了。
Throughout the ages, how many people were deceived by the devil?
今天我们中间也有人被魔鬼骗了。
Today, even among us, there are also people who are deceived by the devil.
因为我们听了魔鬼的道。
Because we heard the sermon from the devil.
面教发起来了。The leaven.
The leaven has risen.
主啊，我们真的求你洁净我们的心。
Lord, we pray that you will cleanse our hearts.
除去我们心中一切的面教。
And get rid of all those impure thoughts.
让你的种在我们里面能够真正长大成人。
So may your seeds grow and become mature.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.